This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.
From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
From Adventist World Radio in Pune,
a warm welcome to you as you join us.
This is our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspirational music,
health talk on principles of life that are basic.
With more enjoyable music, you'll also hear God's Word to enrich you spiritually. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, and you're listening to Adventist World Radio, The Voice of Hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
Listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. Dear friend, life's rich treasures such as health, happiness, and peace of mind are portrayed in our health talk in a new way.
Today's society has many problems. How can we cope up with them? How can we enjoy health and happiness each day in the face of these influences that bombard us continually.
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
Dear friends, today our health talk is on the topic how to take care of your back. In a majority of cases, backache is caused due to standing, sitting or sleeping in an improper manner. Stephen Rampur says back pain is one of the most common health issues many of us face. Surprisingly, about 80% of the population of America suffers from back pain at some point in their lives. Also, almost 5 out of every 10 employees suffer from backache each year. Lack of fitness might lead to backache. Lower or upper backache could be an indication of some serious health conditions too. Some kind of backache should not be ignored. In a majority of cases, people experience a pain in the lower back, since the lower back has to handle body pressure. Upper back pain in most cases results from muscle irritation or ligament complications. An improper posture and an unhealthy lifestyle are the root causes of back problems. Proper posture. Having a proper posture is really important to avoid back pain and other back problems. You should always have an erect posture, be it when standing, sitting, and sleeping. Do not stand or walk as if you have a hunchback. While sitting, make sure your back is straight. When working in office, remember to have a comfortable seating position with the chair and table being in alignment by your posture. You may add lumbar support to the seat using a pillow. Ensure that you change your sitting position often. While sitting for a long time, like at work, walk around at periodic intervals. Do some stretches. Go for short walks. Don't sit or stand continuously at the same place and in the same position for long. A support for your feet will also prove beneficial in preventing backache problems. A proper position while sleeping is an important thing. Sleep on a firm surface, since very comfy beds and mattresses may give you a backache. A firm surface helps the head and back to be in the same level. Use a pillow which will maintain the alignment of your head and back. Healthy diet. You also need to pay attention to your diet. Backache could result from weak bones and muscular structure. Consume food rich in calcium, proteins, iron, and phosphorus to strengthen the bones. You can consume eggs, milk, cereals, green vegetables, fish, fruits, and juices. Another guideline to prevent a bad back is to have a fit body, as in the right height-weight ratio. Overweight people, especially those with fat around their waist, are more prone to suffer from backache and other back problems. Daily exercise. It is a proven fact that exercise is beneficial for a healthy body, to maintain weight, and to prevent health problems. If you do not want to go to the gym, you can opt to something that you would enjoy. For example, swimming, cycling, or table tennis can be used as a substitute for workouts. Any kind of sports activity, if done daily for around 30 minutes, would strengthen the muscles and aid in physical fitness. However, do not participate in any activity for a long period, as this too may lead to backache. Other back care tips. Practicing certain healthy habits does help in preventing backache, indirectly though. Research has shown that smoking has many bad effects on health, out of which one is back problem. Frequent smoking of cigarettes significantly reduces the blood flow in the spinal cord, causing backaches. When it comes to lifting an object from the floor, the correct way is to bend in the knees and not in the waist. In addition to this, you should also move as close as possible to the object you want to lift. If the object is a bit heavy, you can increase the angle between your legs to get a good balance. Do not be in a position that will strain your back muscles. Wearing the appropriate shoes is also crucial to avoid back problems. If a person wears high-heeled shoes, he tends to stand and walk in an improper way, which may be harmful for the back. Those having backache complain needs to wear low-heeled shoes. Wearing shoes with cushioned soles is also beneficial to the feet, thus helping the person stand and walk comfortably in an erect posture, which may eventually help in avoiding back problems. Hopefully, following these tips will help you prevent or reduce back problems to a considerable extent. Medical experts claim that prolonged period of bed rest, say over 2 days, is actually bad for the spine. This is because lack of activity for a prolonged period of time can immobilize the muscles, thereby worsening the condition. Even if there is a backache after following the above tips, the issue might be serious, which is when you need to visit a chiropractic. Remember that standing, sleeping, and sitting in a proper posture is the key to prevent a back problem. With these simple tips that apply to daily living, I am sure you would be able to take care of your back.
Thank you for a nice health talk. We are sure it was hope for the despondent, cheer for the sick, and rest for the weary.
We would love to hear from you. You may contact us with your questions or prayer requests by calling 000-800-040-1704. Again, the number to call is 000-800-040-1704.
You could also hear all our programs on our website. That's on awr.org/English program.
Before you hear God's Word, here's another song.
Yeah.
Dear listener, many of the conflicts we engage in are really bad fights, which we ought to avoid. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 3 explains that it is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. My dear friend, I would like to give a little, a small title for our message today as to fight the good fight. Well, Paul speaks of the good fight. Some issues are so important that we must uphold them at any cost. The leaders in the early church understood the way of salvation must be clear and correct teaching. In Acts chapter 15, the early church concluded that faith is the key that unlocks heaven's door. My dear friend, we are going to study two issues in Acts chapter 15. Number one, the disagreement over salvation by faith, and number two, the defense of salvation by faith. But first, dear listener, the disagreement over salvation by faith, verses 1 to 5. Here it says, to begin with, let's look at the intensity of the disagreement in verses 1 and 2. It says here, some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised, according to this custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp
time to hear God's
dispute
word
and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas felt that they should go to Jerusalem and meet the apostles and elders on this issue. Let's look at the issue of disagreement. The issue of disagreement in verses 3 to 5. When they had been sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, explaining in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and they created great joy among all the brothers. When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, the apostles, and the elders, and they all reported all that God had done with them. But some of the believers from the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Dear listener, the conflict-ridden question was, how is someone saved? The false teachers were right and wrong. They were right because there is only one way of salvation. However, they were wrong about which way. Read verse 5. The false teachers required faith in Jesus from their converts, but they also added the necessity of male circumcision and a strict observance of the law. They were teaching that faith in Christ alone was not sufficient to please God. Friends, there are contemporary parallels to this ancient error. Mistaken modern teachers might insist upon the following additions to faith. And what's that? That's something like this. Unless you are baptized, you cannot be saved. Unless you keep the Ten Commandments, you cannot be saved. Unless you belong to a particular church, you cannot be saved. Dear listener, you may not encounter a false teacher in your church or wherever you go, but you can encounter a false teaching in your thinking. The Christian who feels they must earn God's approval or do something extraordinary to gain God's forgiveness has fallen into the same error. So if the false teachers were wrong, what is the right way to think about salvation? We must realize that, dear listener, we all have the same problem. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all have the same provision. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We all have the same prescription. Romans chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. For there is no distinction between Greek and Jews, since the same Lord of all is rich to all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. dear listener, secondly, now let's briefly look at the defense of salvation by faith. The defense of salvation by faith in verses 6 through 18. Let's look at the work of God in verses 6 to 12. Then the apostles and the elders assembled to consider this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you are aware that in early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the gospel message and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them by giving the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Why then are you now testing God by putting on the disciples' neck a yoke that neither our forefathers nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe we are saved through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the same way they are." Friends, the whole assembly fell silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul describing all the signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. Paul and Barnabas testified that God had saved the lost, though they were uncircumcised and undeserving. How many of us can testify to the same? How, though we were sinners, Christ died for us. Peter makes an amazing statement in Acts chapter 15, verse 11. "We believe we are saved through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the same way they are." The false teachers argued that the Gentiles must find salvation through Jewish tradition and practice. Peter turns their argument on its head and declares the Jewish people must be saved just as the Gentiles are, by faith alone. My dear listener, experience has to be backed up by the explanation of specific test. The personal accounts of Paul and Barnabas are quickly followed by the references to specific scriptures quoted by James. The Word of God, verses 13 to 18, especially verse 15. After they stopped speaking, James responded, "Brothers," he said, "brothers, listen to me. Simeon has reported how God first intervened to take from the Gentiles a people for his name. All the words of the prophets agree with this. It is written, 'After these things I will return and I will rebuild David's tent, which has fallen down, and I will rebuild its ruins and will set it up again, so that those who are left of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does these things which have been known from long time ago.'" God is calling out a people for himself from all nations of the world. This is the testimony of all of Scripture. Dear listener, Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 says, "And they sang a new song, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slaughtered and you redeemed people for God by your blood from every tribe and language and people and nation.'" The decision on salvation by faith, verses 19 to 21, dear listener, "Therefore, in my judgment, we should not cause difficulties for those who turn to God from among the Gentiles, but instead we should write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from eating anything that has been strangled, and from blood. For since ancient times, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him. He is read aloud in the synagogues every Sabbath day." Here's doctrinal decision, dear listener. The agreement of the council was that salvation comes by faith apart from any human work. On this point, there was no compromise. However, they recognized that for the community of faith to flourish, there must be a sensitivity to one another. Jews and the Gentiles must make adjustments in order to live together. Here's a practical decision, dear listener. The requirement handed down by the council focus on personal holiness, idolatry, and immorality were, of course, forbidden. God's people must be holy. Dear listener, to preserve the harmony of the early Christian community, other suggestions such as dietary restrictions were included. We must curb our liberties at times so that the higher good of mutual edification is accomplished. The early church leaders were concerned about doctrinal integrity and rational health. In conclusion, dear listener, let me say, Paul and Barnabas were unwilling to give up on this issue. They so strongly believed that salvation is through faith that they were willing to travel to Jerusalem and vigorously uphold this doctrine. This is a principle that we cannot negotiate. Instead, we must faithfully proclaim it so that others may embrace it. May God bless you, dear listener, as you embrace salvation through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless you. Let's pray. Our gracious and loving Father, we praise you for giving us life. We praise you because you are our living God. We believe in the promises of salvation given by you in the Bible and through your word. Lord, strengthen us and enlighten each one of us to understand your love and sacrifice and your only way of salvation through faith. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
With this, we have almost come to the end of our program.
We would love to hear from you. You may contact us with your questions or prayer requests by calling 000-800-040-1704. Again, the number to call is 000-800-040-1704.
This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until then, we wish you good health and a happy home.
Goodbye and God bless you.
This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org. Or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.